some relief, and we listen, we were coming into the game, and you know, we fully expected ourselves to win the game, and you know, it was a big battle out there, and you know, thankfully Michael and Colin's shooting boots were on the second half of them frees, and you know, it's a big lift for us when we do the free like that. We can put it down, and the two boys come out and tap it over the bar, which, you know, gives us a lot of confidence. The defence, you know, they really played well today as well, and you know, we kept them to their minimum. And listen, we're totally looking forward now to an Ulster final in 2 years.
Did Down surprise you today, and the tactics, maybe in crowd and defence, to the extent which they did?
I don't think they surprised us at all. I think, you know, just kind of you know, we knew coming into the game that they were going to have to set it stall up because of the beating they got last year, you know, it took a lot to break them down. As if we'd find gaps, and we'd be patient and resilient, go across the 45-meter line, and we broke them down, you know, a few times, and boys maybe got fouled, or we found that wee gap, and you know, we tapped them over the bar. And listen, that's the way, you know, we knew we had to play the game. It could be different the next day, we'll see. But you know, we're delighted we won, and you know, we're looking forward to the Ulster final. Yeah.
And we can start talking about three in a row now.
I think we can now, and everybody will be in Donegal. You know, the 4 weeks leading up to the Ulster final are always it's a great buzz about the county, and everybody's chatting football, and everybody's enjoying life. And just so once we get the Wild Club Championship out of the way next week, we'll look forward to either Cavan or Monaghan, and another good day in front of us.
Rory, I suppose relief more than anything else is the feeling.
It is, you know, it's all about getting over the line there, and wasn't pretty for long spells. Down stayed with us right till the end there. I suppose we knew they were going to come well set up and make it very, very difficult for us to break them down, and it was like that, you know. But thankfully we got a few important scores and important times, you know, with Colin's free and Michael's free, and I think Colin got one from play, and that steadied us again. And you know, we had to make a lot of changes there too, with a lot of, you know, boys coming in, and they did well. So a lot of things to work on, and we wouldn't be happy with the way we moved the ball through our hands there today at times. So. Well, at least we can work on that for the next day. You know.
And it took a couple of great points from Colin McFadden, I suppose, in that last kick from Michael Murphy.
They were important scores, and two experienced boys, like, you know, to steady the ship again. So it was important that we got those, and you know, it got us over the line at the end of the day.
Yeah. Raging hot favours coming in, Rory. Was that a factor, do you think? Did that get to you?
Well, listen, we prepare the same way, regardless who we're playing or what the tag is, you know, but... We were sloppy at times today, and something that we'll have to go away and work on now, Tom.
Colin McFadden, man of the match. I spoke to Rory Cavan a couple of moments ago. I'm sure you're relieved as well. Tough battle.
Relieved, Tom. I was delighted to get the result there. It was a real, real tough Ulster championship battle there today. You know, we couldn't pull away from Down at all. They were 2 points lead at half time, then they won the second half, and I think we kept going 3 points up, but we could never go to four. Like, they kept pulling us back to two, and then up to three again. And we got up to three, but we couldn't shake them off at all. Like, and you know, credit to Down, you know, they really made life difficult for us there today.
Yeah, and you got off to a great start, 4 points. Yeah. You know, everything seemed to be going according to plan.
Yeah, it was a super start now, in fairness. Michael kicked the first two, and I got two after it, you know, and we're 4-0 up. But, you know, Down kind of settled into the game then, and they can pull it back to two at half time. But it was a tough one playing against them in the first half there. You know, we're happy to have a 2-point lead at half time, but, you know, it was just a tough, tough game.
Down really packed the defence. There was very little room today.
They did surely. You know, it was hard to get on the ball. It's hard to get space. And when you'll get on the ball, then there's a couple of Down men around you. Like, but you know, you don't expect anything else. And after championship,
were you expecting that from Down today?
Probably was. Yeah, you could see in the league campaign. You know, they're getting a lot of men back behind the ball. And even the second half against Derry, James McCartan saying he wasn't happy with the first half. That he conceded 1-10 or whatever. You know, so we knew what to expect. Like, and. You know, you don't expect anything else. You know, in Ulster football, every team's makes life difficult in the forward line for you.
6-2 up at half time, having played against the wind. You must be reasonably happy, though, even though you had conceded the last quarter.
Yeah, we're reasonably happy. I suppose we've been disappointed, you know, after going 4 up that we didn't hold that cushion to half time. But still, we're happy, yeah, going on 2 points up, you know. You know, we felt if we had got a couple of scores in the second half, maybe even went to 4 points, we could have pulled away, but we just couldn't shake Down off there at all.
Yeah, and you came then and you scored two massive scores.
We kind of, there's a time probably when we need the scores, just glad. Thankfully the ball fell to me, you know. We kind of got a lucky break for the first one, and Thompson laid off for me the second, you know. It just kind of came at a vital time. It's just, the scores are very hard to come by, you know, and I was glad I was there in hand to chip them over.
Another Ulster final now to look forward to, three in a row.
It's great now. It's great to be back in the Ulster final. We always take great pride in the Ulster Championship, and we were able to get back to the Ulster final this year, and we're there now again, so hopefully we can defend it, make it three in a row.